step tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'll get to the phones in a second. Matt, you're up first. You know, there's an interesting article by Matt Connolly in the State about Justin Ross that, when you have time, you should take a look at. It's lengthy and I can't digest it all live on the show, but. And just skipping sort of around toward the end, on his decision to come to Clemson, just listen to this. Ross lights up when he talks about his mom, Sheree Franklin. He's quick to point out that he's closer to her than anyone else, and the two talk daily. It's the best relationship I have with anybody. I can talk to her about anything, Ross said. Franklin's in the National Guard and was deployed during Ross's junior season. He loved getting all the offers as a junior, but he also knew that he wasn't going to decide on a school until Franklin was home and could take visits with him. When she got back, we jumped into it. My senior year, I came on a lot of visits and stuff. We made a decision together, Ross said. The decision came down to three schools, Alabama, Auburn, and Clemson. The in-state schools were viewed as the favorite going into decision day, and for good reason. The top player in the state of Alabama, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings, had signed with Alabama for five consecutive years, dating back to Jameis Winston. Other than Winston, the top player in Bama had signed with either Bama or Auburn every year dating back to 2003, so 13 of the previous 14 seasons. Ross said, in this state, this is DeBose. He said, in this state, if you don't go to Alabama or Auburn and you're a big-time player, they're going to have some negative things to say, DeBose said of the fans in this state. They just love their sports, they love their schools, they love their teams. With that in mind, DeBose offered Ross some advice before he went to the stage to announce his college decision on National Signing Day. DeBose did not know Ross's decision before he announced it, but he knew what the reaction would be if he chose Clemson. I told Justin and his mom before they went out and went on national TV, if you say anything other than Alabama or Auburn, turn your phone off, DeBose recalled. Don't go to your phone. Don't be on your phone. Don't talk on your phone. Because if you're going to be on your phone, you're going to get a lot of things said about you. Things are going to be said that you don't like, and people may not mean them down the road. And Ross says he still hears from fans back home that are still unhappy today. You know, that's the sort of sad part of all this, is that the young man's making decisions that he views as in the best interest of his situation the rest of his life. And fans shouldn't have any say in it. When an individual makes a decision, just let him be. That's his call. You don't have a right to just go after him endlessly for a decision that's not in keeping with your wants. A kid like Ross doesn't owe you anything. And it's sad that you think that he does. To the Northland Communication phone lines, Matt and Troy up first. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Thanks for getting me in. Most of my questions are going to be about football, but I didn't hear your take at the beginning of the week. Do you think the whole thing about McGregor and all that fight, I don't want to get into details on that, but do you think, how much culpability does Dana White have for setting up a culture that something like that could happen?
I think he has a lot. I think it's naive to think that he doesn't. You know, the whole previous incident with McGregor and the bus and everything else. I mean, look, I think that this organization, which was once about noble things and the right things, now has moved more toward phony wrestling. And I think they have brought in more and more of this element. I believe it to be intentional, but yeah, I think that he's the guy in charge. So yeah.
it's just sad they went from like people like George St. Pierre and his care, his attitude, to McGregor.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, no, I agree.
Night
with
and day.
I agree with that completely.
I saw your post about Brady and everything on Twitter. It feels like that we're taking everything and we're forgetting how bad of a defense they still have and that those problems. I know Edelman's back, but you don't shake a magic eight ball and those that defense doesn't disappear. My Colts suck. We put up quite a bit of points on them. I mean,
yeah, well,
I don't think you can stop Kansas City.
Well, look, here's the thing. I think Kansas City's going to score. I think the New England defense is a little healthier now, and I think is playing better. And like most Belichick teams, they get better, and they are getting better on that side of the ball. But I think the real issue, and you're right, man. I mean, look, Kansas City is absurdly explosive, and they're going to score points. But I think Brady is going to carve them to shreds. 3 weeks ago, Brady had no weapons. Now, all of a sudden, he has weapons everywhere. And Kansas City's defense, newsflash, they can't stop anybody either. And I just think this is a revenge game, you know, from what happened at the start of last year. And I just think, like, New England is just salivating at their shot at Kansas City. And I think Brady, here's what I really believe, Matt. I think Brady's going to throw for like 500 yards and like six touchdown passes against Kansas City.
That might be so, but Andy Reid, I mean, the whole thing, revenge thing, doesn't show up on the field. That's just bulletin board.
Well, maybe not. Maybe Brady, with the Patriots, it does.
I just think with Kansas City introducing a lot more concepts.
Yep.
From the college game in Mahomes, yeah. It's probably going to be like a 45-38 game. I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout, but I think Kansas City wins. And one last thing, and I'll run. I found myself watching more college games now than NFL. Do you think the ratings will continue to go down this year for the NFL? Basically how the style of play has gotten a lot softer. Thanks, Will.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Not from the early evidence that I've seen. In fact, it seems that they're going up. I mean, the ratings for some of these NFL games have been incredible. Now, they've also had some really incredible primetime games. And listen, we're headed towards something here with this New England-Kansas City game. Because to me, I think this is the most interesting game we've seen in the National Football League in a decade, maybe more. I mean, you have the old guard, you have the new way. You have the hottest young quarterback in football who may be on his way to win an MVP versus the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. You have two defenses that I think are still both suspect, and you have two offenses that are now loaded with weapons. I really believe this. I really believe Brady is going to carve up Kansas City, but we shall see. And look, I think Mahomes is incredible. Like I said, back at draft time, you know, I was advising people to take him. I mean, I liked him more than his parents liked him, but I'm not taking him over Brady in Foxborough. Not me. Let's get to Troy. Troy, how are you?
Hey, Walt. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Troy. Appreciate you getting in as always.
I just want to be brief on the LSU-Georgia game. I think we're going to get LSU's best shot this weekend. I think for them it's kind of like their season's on the line. And they're playing at home, and I really do think they're going to play their best game of the year against us. I think their chance to win is if they simply out-physical us, if they're the more physical team, i.e., you know, run the ball down our throat, stop the run, then I think they have a good chance of winning. But, you know, I'm a Georgia fan, so you just pencil me in for 37-17 dogs.
I like that, Troy. Let me ask you something. When do you think you'll see more of Fields this week? And how do you think that quarterback situation at Georgia is eventually going to be resolved, and in what way and what time frame?
If it were up to me, I wouldn't want to see more of Fields this week. Not a knock on Fields, but just Jake Fromm is a terrific quarterback. Okay. Go back to the App State game where, you know, I think we had one or two possessions maybe.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything.
No.
Had like 10 yards of offense. I don't think we had a first down yet. I mean, we were lifeless. It looked just like it was going to be 2016 all over again.
Yep.
And the variable that changed was Jake Fromm stepped on the field, and we had a brand-new football team. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's the – regardless of what people say about game manager or talent or arm or whatever, look, Jake Fromm is a winner. Jake Fromm is 18-2 as a starter. He's the straw that stirs the drink in Athens, as far as I'm concerned.
But now, hold on a second. Let me play devil's advocate to that for a second.
Sure, please do.
All right. He is 18-2 as a starter, but people could have said the same thing about Jalen Hurts, and it seems obvious now in the Alabama situation that they made the right decision. That's not to say that Fields is Tua, but he has some of that ability.
Well, I certainly hope you're not implying that Jake Fromm is Jalen Hurts.
No.
Okay, because that's why it's a different situation. If Jake Fromm played like Jalen Hurts, then I would be screaming for Fields. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, if you put the numbers up, Tua is about the only guy that's ahead of Jake Fromm right now.
That's true. But what about the future? I mean, do you see? So are you just saying you want to play out Jake Fromm forever and Fields will just have to wait his turn until the end of the Fromm tenure? Are you saying you see no scenario by which Fields...
Honestly, that's the coach's decision, and I'm just a fan. I don't have any information other than what I see when I watch the football game.
Right.
I just think that the asset that Georgia has when Fromm is the quarterback is he always gets them in the right play. He doesn't make bad decisions.
Yep.
A lot of times, if he throws a pick or an incompletion, it's because the receiver ran the wrong route.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the guy always presses the right button.
And look, and he really came on last year, as we said, you know, the games at the end of the year, those last two games, he threw like 65 times, and he had you in position to win the national championship game. I actually think you got a little conservative on him when you had the lead, and I thought he played really well against Oklahoma and against Alabama. And really showed something in that regard. It's still an incredibly interesting situation because the guy who's behind him is actually more naturally gifted. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. You're right about everything you said. It is different from Alabama in that your starter is better.
I think he has a little bit stronger arm. People act like Fromm has a noodle arm.
Yeah.
Fromm has plenty of arm.
No, he does.
I mean, he's thrown a couple balls this year that were 50, 60 yards in the air.
Yeah.
In the air.
Yeah.
That's plenty of arm to stretch a defense. So he has enough arm to stretch a defense. And what he has going on between his ears, frankly, is second to none in college football.
Yep.
The kid's a freaking genius. With all that, if it's not broke, don't fix it. I love Fields. I hope we have a lot of blowouts and he gets a lot of snaps so that when it's his turn, he's ready to be the best quarterback in college football. But right now, Jake Fromm is our best option, and I hope we see a lot of it.
Thank you, Troy. Good job. Meanwhile, a Tennessee fan is writing Ramona telling me Georgia gets down, Smart puts Fields in, and Fields takes the job this Saturday. So there's a different school of thought. Look, I think that Fromm is a really good college quarterback, and I think he's done a really good job. And all those things are true that Troy just said about him. I also think that Fields is the more naturally gifted guy, and I'm just curious as to how that whole situation is going to play out. And I just don't mean this year. I mean next year as well, because at some point, you know, you're not going to keep Fields if he's not the starter. It's just not the way it works. It's a remarkably interesting situation. Again, different than Alabama's in that Fields is not as good as Tua. Different in that that Fromm is much more competent than Jalen Hurts. different in that regard, but still a really difficult balancing act to keep a hyper-talented young player happy and try and maintain the status quo. And then the other question is, at some point, is Georgia just better with Fields? At some point. I don't know. Quick break. Waltip Tula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling. Or go online at ilovechickfil-a.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Tickets for the game? Check. Parking pass, food, and beverages for the tailgate? Check. You're all set, right? Maybe not. You gotta have your celebratory cigars once the Tigers win. Be sure you stop by Purple Haze in Clemson for a selection of premier cigars for you and your friends to enjoy in victory. Purple Haze is more than you think they are. For that special occasion, get your cigars, award-winning piercings, and glassware at Purple Haze Clemson, Tiger Boulevard across from Publix.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
We're dealing with a great deal of power.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Tula Road Rage, where to be CCP 105.5 The World. Let me tell you about SC DMV. You know, beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must, that's must, have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic, commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today to avoid longer lines in the future. Look, it can't be any easier. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. I brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card, two proofs of address. It's all you need. Get in, get out, get it done. You know, don't avoid the headaches and the lines in the future. Trust me, you'll thank me later. SCDMV. A couple things. One, I saw an article on Saturday Down South. This is just pretentious to me. This article says, Week 7 mailbag, is Alabama bad for football?
Huh?
It says, we've reached the halfway point of the 2018 college football season, which is crazy because it's blah, blah, blah. At what point do people start wondering, this is a question put to them, at what point do people start wondering if Alabama's bad for the sport, a la UConn women's basketball? They might play the whole year without Tua getting a fourth quarter snap. People don't even seem to mind that Notre Dame's going to take a playoff bid from a Power 5 champ because it's all for naught anyway. And the answer is, first of all, people are already wondering if Bama is bad for football. This week, SEC Network host Paul Feinbaum said the Time are, quote, the Tide are, quote, sucking the oxygen out of the sport. And their answer is, I think we're already there in terms of Alabama being bad for college football. You know what? Let me tell you something. I don't accept the premise of this at all in any way, shape, or form. First of all, that means for me to accept any of that, that means the first thing I have to accept is that Alabama's invincible because that's what you're telling me. Well, I don't believe that. All right. I know they're not invincible. You know, let me tell you something. Let me give you some insider info. I went the other night, Ramona, last night, I guess. I don't know. Last night, this morning, all runs together for me.
Yeah.
And I watched some of the Alabama game against Arkansas. And
Like this.
That's a new play I taught them called the college football alley-oop football version. Only done here at the Alabama Crimson Tide. I see you, Ruggs. Way to stay in on the play. Pork rinds for everybody. Let me tell you something, 11. Let me tell you something. If you listen, I'll tell you. Legal or not, you ever hit this boy like that one more time, you will thank two of my cousins when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins. You'll thank two of my cousins when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins, and they'll put 4 feet, 2 legs each in your
I still think that may be the funniest. That may be the funniest couple lines I've ever heard. I still think you think two of my cousin when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins. He even used two as a play on words. You think two of my cousin when I come to Arkansas with two of my cousins. And if you missed any of that, that's from John Doe. That's his the name he goes by, but he was talking about a case where Alabama split Tua out as a wide receiver, and the Arkansas cornerback jammed him hard, hit him in the shoulders a couple times, and he took exception to that. It's one of the funniest things we've ever heard. But I watched some of that game again last night, this morning, and it was astonishing to see how Chad Morris had them off balance defensively. Chad Morris had Alabama mixed up defensively. He had him confused with window dressing. He was basically toying with their linebackers. He had him out of position frequently in that game. Story had 170 yards passing in the first half. He only had 162, was his high all year. So, you know, my point being, Alabama's not invincible. Arkansas moved the ball on them, and at times they made that defense look sort of stupid. Trust me when I'm telling you this. The rest of the world can send this invincible message all they want, but if you really go back and you're actually watching film, they are vulnerable. They are not invincible at all. So here's the first problem with all this crap about, is Alabama bad for football? It's that they want to sell you something. Do you understand? They're selling you like they're trying to sell you something. They want you to sign on to this because when you do, you're admitting that Alabama's invincible. Well, I don't accept your premise. All right, your premise is fatally flawed. Alabama is not invincible. Therefore, how could they possibly be bad for football? It's laughable. It means like Alabama's the greatest team of all time and no one else should even bother playing. First of all, let me just tell you something. If Alabama is the greatest team of all time, then good for them. Good for them. Congratulations. That doesn't mean football's ruined. It means everybody else needs to get better to beat them. Sports has always been about great teams, and your choice is to root for them or root against them. It makes all sport more interesting. So it's fatally flawed in that premise as well. And then the bringing up of the UConn basketball thing, you know, what is that saying, a rising tide raises all boats? That's what UConn women's basketball did. It led to everybody getting better in a better overall product. I have a newsflash for you. Without UConn, women's basketball blows oats. It never would have received the attention, and even today it wouldn't receive the attention it has. The reason women's basketball has become so insanely popular is because of UConn. Alabama and their prominence doesn't make college football worse. It makes it better. It gives you either somebody to root for or a villainous power to root against, to slay. And again, it's not Alabama's fault. But the whole premise is fatally flawed, and I don't accept any of your conversation, any of your argument. Because to buy into what you're trying to sell me, you want me to sign on a dotted line that says Alabama is invincible. I'm not signing. I don't believe they are. I've never seen a college football team that's invincible. Never. There have been great college teams. You know what almost all of the allegedly greatest college football teams of all time have in common? They all lost. I don't know how many times I heard it. I heard Jason White's Oklahoma team was the greatest team in history. They were scoring over 50 points a game. That's until they played Kansas State in the Big 12 title game and Kansas State blew their doors off. I heard that Southern California, Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, Jarrett, that old team. I heard that team was invincible. Greatest football team of all time, you know, until 2005 in the end of the season when Vince Young beat them. I don't know how many times I've heard this notion of, not just in football, but in college basketball as well, that one team or another is the greatest team of all time. Every 2 years, we have a greatest team of all time. It's amazing how it works, Ramona. You would think you could only have one greatest team of all time, but we have them like every couple of years. Every couple of years, we have a greatest team of all time. Every couple of years. And now what they want you to do in reading this and signing on to this is they want you to agree with them that Alabama is the greatest team of all time and that there's no reason for anyone else to play. You know what? I'll bet you Dabo Sweeney doesn't agree with that. I'll bet you Urban Meyer doesn't agree with that. I'll bet you anybody with a competitive spirit doesn't agree with that. I'll bet you Lincoln Riley, even with that hideous defense, would love a shot at Alabama. Now, he's wrong. He'd be wrong. He'd be wrong. But nobody's invincible. Texter says 2001 Miami 12-0. They weren't invincible. They almost lost twice. They almost lost a couple crappy teams. Played really tight games. I think they had a 1-point win. So they were anything but invincible. Because you made it through a season unbeaten doesn't mean you were invincible. If you face challenges, you weren't invincible. Alabama's not invincible. Trust me, go and watch the film of Chad Morris in Arkansas against Alabama. Watch how many defensive mistakes Alabama made in that game. Trust me, Chad Morris, with a group of guys that are not talented enough to belong in the building with Alabama, moved the ball at times with relative ease and had that Alabama defense completely off balance. I'm telling you, these things happen. So there are issues, and they have a lot of issues in that defensive secondary. So, no, Alabama's not bad for college football. Alabama's good for college football. Alabama's not hurting the game of college football. That's ridiculous. And again, it's deceptive. It's an argument. It's an argument designed to make you accept the notion that Alabama's unbeatable. That's their intent. This is Saturday down south. They have a Southeastern Conference agenda. Their intent in this debate is to make you sign on, because again, if you accepting their premise means you buy into it. You buy into the notion that Alabama's invincible. I don't. I don't buy into that. That's not to say Alabama won't win the national title. It's to say they're not invincible. So I'm not buying the argument they're bad for college football. They're bad for college football. Kerry says, exactly. Tell them, Walt, anybody can be beaten on any given day. Exactly right. To say they're bad for college football, then I have to agree that Alabama is the 85 Bears. They're not. They're not. Their offense is historically elite. Their defense is substandard by Nick Saban standards. And therefore, they can be beaten. Well, you know something else? Don't feel sorry for Chad Morris. By the way, Tess says, well, they also said Alabama was invincible and Clemson beat them. They did. They did. Alabama that year was another of the greatest teams of all time. It's remarkable how many of these greatest teams of all time lose. In the end. But don't, by the way, don't feel sorry for Chad Morris, though, because I saw something this morning. Chad Morris already has 7 4-star commits, and he just landed a commit from the nation's number one tight end in Henry. And there are already signs that Arkansas is getting better. Wakey, wakey. It may not be now, but 2 years from now, watch out for Arkansas. It's coming. It's coming. Let me tell you about Hims. Listen, performance issues are common. A testosterone levels start to decline in males in your 20s. And we look for answers. We, you know, and it's seen in many different ways. But we look for answers. And so, you know, we're concerned about privacy and all that stuff. So we'll go up on the internet at 2 in the morning and we'll order some West African herb that has never been tested or ordered by anybody other than by some schmuck up by the Canadian border in Idaho. All right. You don't want to do that. What you want are real doctors and medical-grade solutions, and that's what 4HIMS offers you. Well-known generic equivalents to the name-brand prescriptions. Those prescriptions have come off patent. They are available now in the open market. 4HIMS has them at heavily discounted prices. You don't have to deal with any waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines, and maybe best of all, you just save time. We're all in press for time all the time. So go to 4hims.com. It's so easy. You just answer a few quick questions, chat with a doctor for a confidential review. Products are shipped discreetly to your door. Try HIMS for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details. It will cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/roadrage5. That's FORHIMS.com/roadrage5. 4hims.com/roadrage5. And you will thank me later. Clemson Dad, I'll get to you on the other side. Ramona, I just saw a brilliant text. Hold on. Where'd it go? Saw a brilliant text and now I can't find him. But the texter wrote, here it is. Texter 617, Ramona, regarding the Clemson team that won the national championship, beat the invincible Alabama team. He wrote that same Clemson team lost to Pittsburgh. You know what? That's a brilliant point. That's a brilliant point. That's the reverse argument, but it's equally, if not more, effective. In other words, the Clemson team that beat the invincible Alabama team that and won the national championship also lost to a crappy Pittsburgh team at home. Again, proving that Clemson wasn't invincible. And they went on to win. They had Deshaun Watson, went on to win the national championship, beat Slade Mighty Alabama in the process to do it. And yet, not only did they demonstrate Alabama wasn't invincible, but early in the year they demonstrated that they weren't invincible, even to a far lesser team. So save the invincibility, save the let's all bow down to Alabama. Alabama's bad for football because nobody can beat them. That's all crap. It's all Homerism of a type, and we do not accept your premise. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
Join me, William Quackenbush, and Donnell Clark this Friday night for the Tri-County Tech High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Granger Nissan. This week's game is Wahala at Daniel. Pre-game begins at 7 p.m. right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920. Have you heard? It's the Honda Certified Dream Deal sales event at Henrik Honda Easley. Yes, that means 1.99% APR financing with approved credit on select Honda Certified pre-owned vehicles. Why Honda Certified from Henrik Honda Easley? That's simple. It's the Honda True 182-point vehicle inspection. Every certified Honda comes with a Honda-backed limited warranty up to 100,000 miles, roadside assistance, and so much more. Visit ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com for all the details.
In small towns across the South, big careers starting and staying at home may seem unlikely. But at Ingalls, we help build communities by keeping our best and brightest right here at home, making our stores and our towns better than ever.
This week at Ingalls, Bartlett Red or Bosque Washington State pears, $1.48 a pound. Select sizes and varieties Kellogg Special K cereal, 2 for $5. And select 12-ounce chock full of nuts, single serve pods, or 26-ounce coffee cans, $4.98 each. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
Do you really know Joe? He may not be who you think he is,
but he delivers consistent product, great hospitality, great atmosphere, great everything, and of course, great pizza. You see, Joe's New York Pizza, with locations in Seneca and Clemson, doesn't rely on some special gimmick of the month. Joe does great pizza, subs, and fresh salads made with fresh ingredients. That's who Joe is. You know him. He's all about the sauce. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square in Clemson, and Seneca on Highway 123.
Tickets for the game? Check. Parking pass, food, and beverages for the tailgate? Check. You're all set, right? Maybe not. You gotta have your celebratory cigars once the Tigers win. Be sure you stop by Purple Haze in Clemson for a selection of premier cigars for you and your friends to enjoy in victory. Purple Haze is more than you think they are. For that special occasion, get your cigars, award-winning piercings, and glassware at Purple Haze Clemson, Tiger Boulevard across from Publix.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
Every year, WCCP gives you a chance to get our one-of-a-kind Tigers for Tatas wristband. All money goes to Dabo Swinney's All In Foundation, and you'll get your chance to grab a few and talk sports with Brad and Ben on October 18th. The press box will be hanging out at Locomart on Old Greenville Highway from 9 until noon. Locomart's teaming up with Tiger Moving Company to move some Tigers for Tatas wristbands. We'll have Papa John's Pizza and giveaways, too. Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar. This fall, the temperature may be dropping, but the Cooper Take the Money and Ride promotion is just heating up. From October 1st to October 31st, you can claim a Cooper Tires prepaid virtual account or card worth up to $100 when you buy a new set of four qualifying tires. Choose from great options like the long-lasting CS5 Grand Touring, the durable Discoverer AT3 family of tires, or many other reliable Cooper tires. Learn more at CooperTires.com and stop by at Pendleton Tire, 906 South Mechanic Street.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He's gunning for trouble.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. You know, Ronna, let me read one of the most adult texts we've ever received. Jason from Anderson, this was about the Justin Ross issue earlier. I love what you said about the fans staying out of the decision when it came to Ross, and I've been saying the same thing about Ryan. I'm a huge Clemson fan. I want us to win every game, but I want these young men to live their dreams as well. Actually, I didn't even know where that was going. I didn't know that was... I just read the first part of it. But you know, I think the point is that... You know, you just let people be, especially in a 17, 18-year-old who's making a life decision. And again, if you're abusing a 17 or an 18-year-old over a life decision, then you need to grow up. I don't care who you root for. It's irrelevant to me. You know, Rona, here's the flip side. Bama Bryan writes, great points, Walt. Chad Morris did save it a service, showed him what to fix before it cost Bama against a team like Clemson or the Ohio State. Roll Tide. That's well done. And you know, it's funny because I also had that thought. I also had that thought that Saban will actually benefit from it. Because again, I promise you, if you don't concern yourself with the score, go watch the film of the Alabama-Arkansas game and you will see that, trust me, Bama's defense has issues. Chad Morris exploited them. with far lesser talent than some of these. Again, the other point of that is what I said right before the break, is that this means you need to look out for Chad Morris, if people didn't know that already. I think there are already signs that Arkansas is getting better, but 2 years from now, he's actually bringing players to Arkansas. You know, I think that I saw this morning, as I indicated, I think he has 7 4-star commits, and he just landed a commit, as I indicated before the break, of the nation's top tight end, 5-star tight end in Henry. So he's getting some things done down in Arkansas way, and I don't think we should be all that surprised by that. Before I get to Clemson Dad, let me tell you about my bookie. Sure, watching football is fun, but it's way more entertaining when you have some action on the games. Look, guys, you've heard me talking about this for weeks. Some of you are still on the sidelines. Get off the sidelines. Get in the game. Whether you're an expert or rookie, you should be betting at MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, like playing the numbers on roulette, you can create a big parlay. Pick 3 teams to win. If you hit all 3, you could turn $100 into $600. There's so much to bet on. Playoff baseball, football, primetime fights, and more. Put MyBookie, but MyBookie, listen, is the one bet I know you're going to be totally happy with all year long. I recommend these guys because I really trust them. MyBookie's been in business for years. They have great online reviews. Their mobile site is easy to use. If you're on the sidelines, now's the time to get in the game. MyBookie will still match your first deposit dollar for dollar, but you got to join now because they'll be pulling that offer. You have to act. Log on to MyBookie right now. Double your money. Use promo code radio and you'll get your first deposit matched 100%. That's promo code radio. Do it. You play, you win, you get paid. You'll thank me later. Clemson Dad, what's going on?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah. I was going to talk real quick about the gloves, the receiver gloves you were talking about earlier. There's no doubt that that's a benefit to those guys. You know, back in the day, you had to play with cold, dry, cracked hands, wet hands, and now these guys have these neoprene gloves, or I think that's one of the materials that goes into it. And, you know, it's definitely a benefit, even in the rain. I mean, dry conditions, rain, everything. You know, it's definitely a bonus.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, it's instrumental, and that's why they all wear them. I mean, because it's just like flypaper.
Yeah. You were talking about earlier, I started looking on the internet a little bit about what the material is and all that stuff, and it's unbelievable. You know, the old guys, they just had to do the best they could, but these guys, they've got an advantage with that for sure.
Yep.
But Pittsburgh and Cincinnati NFL, what are your thoughts on that game? Is it, I saw it on bookie.com, is it +2, something around there? Pittsburgh +2?
Well, I think the Steelers are starting to play a little better. So, there's that.
Yeah. You still taking picks for the games this weekend?
Sure.
Thoughts or whatever? All right. I'm going to take South Florida -8 over Tulsa tonight for a pick tonight.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I have no opinion on that. I have no opinion on that game. I think South Florida has continued to win, not always impressively. I take it that game's at Tulsa.
I think it's at South Florida.
Let me check that. It's at Tulsa. That number,
is that Tulsa?
That number indicated a Tulsa spread, because if that game was at South Florida, South Florida would be 15 or something. So,
I got you.
So yeah, I mean, on the road, that number sounds about right to me.
I got you. I will take Virginia over Miami +7 though.
That has moved to seven. So that has moved to 7 now, yep.
And Gamecocks +3 over A&M. Who knows? I think maybe. It just depends on how the quarterback plays for Carolina.
Has that moved to 3 now? Because it was at...
It was on my bookie a while ago. I don't know where it's at.
It's been at 2.5. I'm looking for that as we speak. You continue.
All right. I'll take LSU +7.5 over Georgia. I know you don't like that, but
I do like that. I mean, I think Georgia's going to win the game, but I'm not sure they're going to cover that spread.
Then I got a couple on the NFL.
It's too many points in a it's too many points in a conference game in a road environment like LSU. It's just too many points.
Right. And Georgia's lucky they're not playing under the lights down there. They're playing at 3:30, I think.
Yeah, well, that's a that's a big benefit. It's I think it makes things easier, but I still expect that to be a tough competitive game.
3-point game maybe or something.
Something like that. I'm thinking 24-20, 27-24, something of that sort.
All right. And then real quick, couple NFL picks, and I'll let you go. I like Houston, minus 10 points over Buffalo at home.
You're on your own there. I'm never giving 10 points in an NFL game unless it's the Patriots.
That's
a ton of points in the National Football League. And I don't know that Houston has played well enough thus far to justify that.
I can't disagree, but I'm thinking maybe this is their week to come out. I don't know.
Maybe.
We'll have to see. And then last time when I checked on mybookie.com a while ago, is plus 3.5 for Kansas City at New England. And I know you said earlier you wouldn't take anybody against New England and Foxborough, but I just Kansas City's been playing really well.
They have. I mean, look, I understand the reason for it, but I think New England's going to put a whooping on them.
Coach, you feel like you're playing?
Really? Yeah, listen to Bill. He'll tell you.
In the AFC with this game that the stakes are that
I feel like we're playing Kansas City.
Does it seem like a higher stakes game than normal?
Feels like
we're
playing Kansas City.
Bill, yesterday's practice, were you able to jump straight into game plan, or was maybe the focus more internal in terms of how you spent some time to feel yesterday?
Yeah, we're working on Kansas City.
He's priceless. You know, I just think, and look, the game's in Foxborough. I think New England now suddenly has every bit the weapons Kansas City does, which I think seems impossible, but it's true. I mean, all of a sudden, they get Edelman back. They have a healthy Gronkowski. Everybody practiced. They have Sony Michel and James White out of the backfield. They have Josh Gordon, who Brady is working with, like, constantly, and who's growing. Who's coming out right before our eyes again, and then Patterson, who really had just been a return guy, but has become a factor in the passing game in New England as well. All of a sudden, when Tom Brady looks around, for the first time in his career, he's actually seeing weapons all around him. And that Kansas City defense, you know, people worry about the New England defense. That Kansas City defense is bad. I mean, they can score. I mean, they're outrageously good offensively, but I think Brady and those weapons are just going to rip apart Kansas City. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if New England scores 50.
Right, right. I don't know what the over-under is on that. I know what your opinion is on Josh Gordon, if he can stay straight.
And yeah.
My goodness, if he stays straight up there with Brady as his quarterback, there's no telling what he can do.
No, that's exactly right. Thank you, Clemson Dad. I appreciate it as always. Waterloo Josh, you're going to be first up on the other side. Tennessee Dexter says Sony Michel will be last year's Kamara. Well, it's too late for that because he was in and out of the lineup, but Michel is blossoming similarly to Kamara right before our eyes. And when Brady has White and Michel, two perfect fits for that offense, those two guys are going to drive Kansas City crazy. Kansas City's got a little more of a pass rush because they have Ford back. He's playing better. But I still think, I mean, first of all, I think it'll be a ton of points scored. We got that thing at over 58.5 when we gave it out earlier in the week. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Elkmont Trading Company. There's no place like Elkmont. You know, the saying goes, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson, and it's not just a saying, it's true. If you're an outdoors enthusiast, you need to go see Elkmont, find out what all the fuss is about. I mean, you know, if you're just a casual enthusiast, you like hiking every once in a while, Elkmont can outfit you with perfect boots and socks and bug spray and anything else you need for your excursion. But if you're a hardcore enthusiast and you want to do fly fishing or whitewater kayaking, Lee and Elkmont can help you. Lee has been in the sport of kayaking for his whole life, knows it inside and out. So he's the perfect guy to fit you with the perfect equipment for your level of expertise. You don't get that at a big box store. You get that at Elkmont. Go see him. And don't forget all the other incredible things, the ladies' boutique, the gourmet foods, the handcrafted jewelry, and, of course, the food bar where they have a London broil sandwich for like $9.99, and now they're putting melted horseradish cheese on it. Are you kidding me? 16 locally brewed craft beers. Go see him. You'll thank me later. I'll be back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
I am Chet, married to Kathy for 27 years and pastor for about 13 years.
I'm Kathy, pastor's wife. I wanted to spend some quality time on earth here until the Lord takes us home with my husband. And that's when I realized we had to do something about our health.
I wasn't getting any younger and I wasn't getting any healthier.
My husband told me about a program called The Health Air on the radio.
Listening to The Health Air program about getting to the root of the problems just kept coming back to me.
It didn't take long before I realized The Health Air was working. I'm off of 4 different types of medicines. I'm off of my CPAP machine after 14 years.
Over 47 pounds of fat loss. My cholesterol medicine, reflux medicine, and blood pressure medicine, I've cut them all in half.
I've lost 60 inches, almost 25 pounds. The Health Air just isn't a dietary program. It's a life change.
It's just amazing, the successes and the results from Health Air. Just unbelievable.
Get your free consultation with the Health Air today. Visit iDareGreenville.com.
Carolina Alliance has a team of experienced, devoted bankers to help you with any financial hurdle you come across, offering competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services for your business or personal banking needs. Here's the best part. These are people you know from the community. Stop in for a visit. David Barnett, Dustin Green, and Leslie Menace in Greenville. Jeff Turner and Adria Earwood in Easley. Jack Bice, Robert Halfacre, and Lois Filial in Anderson. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And this week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Local Q will make your next event one to remember. Let us bring the Q to you, offering full-service catering functions.